The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Dominion came up with four possible scenarios for the future, each putting emphasis on a different fuel source. The cheapest was the solar plan, but Senior Vice President Tom Wolfarth says the company would have to cover a lot of land.
You're talking about 4,000 megawatts. That's 32,000 acres, which is roughly the size of the city of Richmond.
And with that, Virginia would only get 6% of its power from the sun by the year 2030. More than 60% of our electricity would come from gas and coal. Faced with new environmental regulations, the utility says it might instead build a third nuclear reactor in North Anna. Wolfarth says that would be as costly as installing offshore wind turbines, but more reliable than wind.
You turn the keys and the nuclear power plant starts operating and you're adding zero carbon, but you're adding a lot of megawatt hours.
Five reactors are going up in the U.S., and all are well behind schedule. Because the nation has so little recent experience building nuclear plants, critics say quality control could be an issue, cost overruns are likely, and radioactive waste poses many possible problems. I'm Sandy Houseman.